I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The 10 cities of Haiti were a mass of confusion as people tried to evacuate the area before the arrival of Tropical Storm Tomas. The storm will complicate quake relief and worsen the cholera epidemic by contaminating water sources. Food for the Hungry sent cholera prevention training teams out into the field to reduce unnecessary exposure. FH Haiti Director Walter Turnbill says, through the chaos, the gospel is revealed.
It is having devoted Christians on staff who are able to clearly present the message and all that we do.
Next, there are 133 million orphaned children around the world. 133 million kids who've been forgotten and have no love, security, or much of a future. However, that will change Sunday. On Orphan Sunday, president of Orphans Hope, a ministry of Florida Baptist Children's Home, Jerry Haig, says his heart breaks for them.
If we really acted like the body of Christ, if we would give like the body of Christ, and if we would love like the body of Christ, we could literally change the life of every child in the world. I believe we have the resources within the body of Christ to do that.
And storytelling is a way to communicate history and create community. Enter Vision Beyond Borders flannel graph sets. They recently sent some encouragement to coworkers through a team taking clothing, seeds, and flannel graph sets into Mongolia. The team left aid and a flannel graph set at a camp for street kids, three children's homes, and with a worker who ministers to the dump kids. The flannel graph sets not only entertain, they also introduce viewers to the Bible. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the book God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. It's a true life thriller that will inspire you to reach out to the persecuted church. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God's Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.